Caldwell, Banks Terrace, Wellington, New Zealand, June 9, 1893. Caldwell, Melbourne, Victoria. Dear brother, your telegram was received last evening. We had to study over the telegram to decide what we should say to you. Of course, we could not in a telegram give you any lengthy advice. You gave for your address, only Melbourne. We sent, last evening, a reply to you through the Echo, thinking that the best means of reaching you. I received a letter from Elder Starr, written at Hobart, stating he had met you, and that he felt a deep interest in you, and that he would meet you again at Melbourne. He said that he would read the letter to you which I sent to Brother Stanton. That letter shows you plainly what I would say in reference to your new light, which is not new light. Men, one after another, have started up with the same message and carried it with remarkable zeal for a time. Several have become unbalanced in mind as the result of such efforts. One man in California has been in the insane asylum, a long time, as the result of the enemies working upon his mind through such channels. This message is not of God, but I have written a lengthy letter upon this subject, and I sent it a week ago to the Bible school. Please ask them to let you see a copy of it. I advise you to consult with Elders Starr and Rousseau. We have confidence in these brethren. After consulting with them, you'll know better what to do. I would advise you to enter the school as a student of Bible studies, placing yourself in the channel of light that you may more perfectly learn the way and will of the Lord. They will be glad to help you and will treat you in a Christ-like manner. Read carefully and prayerfully that which I have written. If you come to the Scriptures to learn the will of God, you will see precious light that will be of importance to carry to the people. If you have a work to do to enlighten others, be sure that you have genuine light from the Scriptures, and not a concoction of error that will only be darkness and peril to the souls of all who receive it. We want truth, for truth alone will sanctify the soul of the receiver. Error will not refine, ennoble, elevate, and purify mind and character. We have a love for your soul, and we want you to come out of darkness into the light. The truth only makes you free in Christ. I write this in tenderness and heartfelt sympathy for your soul. This is the advice I have for you. Place yourself in association with our brethren Starr and Rousseau,